It's US 99.5. We are backstage at Chicago Theater. The thing that we've been putting together called Stars and Strings. 11 superstars, one stage, one night for Veterans Day. And we've got Jared Neiman in the house.
Dude, this is so cool. I mean, there's so many things about this whole deal that is awesome. And you said it first with veterans. Veterans Day, that's, you know, I know all of us are giant fans of our veterans, and I wish every day should be Veterans Day. And
we try.
And in country music, it is.
We do. But it's not. I play the national anthem every day at noon.
And you know, that's why I love you. And I'll tell you this, in country music, it is. And I think, and we try to spread that. I'm not saying everybody else doesn't, but the people I'm around do, and I really, really respect you for doing that.
I think that's something with country music fans in general. They get it, and they understand more what's going on versus maybe, you know, rock or pop or something. There's a connection, especially sure. between you, the artist, and them, the fans, and realizing we're all in this together.
We are, and you know, a lot of the towns on the outskirts, like, you know, I have three guys in our band that are from around Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just a lot of our military are from a lot of the outskirts, you know, from just where I grew up, you know. A lot of small towns who grew up hunting and you know, they just grew up around, you know, guns and our family members. And, you know, both my grandfathers served. And so it just really, that's what's great about our whole country. It's just a cornucopia from people from, you know, town of 20 people or town mm-hmm. of 12 million. And so, you know, to come here together with so many great artists that I know and love and appreciate being able to call friends, and then to be here at such a legendary place, the Chicago Theater. I've heard about this for so long. I've never had the opportunity to be inside of it. This is just it's a great day.
Have you done your sound check already?
It's we're about to do that.
Okay. Does sound check make you nervous when you're coming into a venue for the first time, or you're just saying, I'm all zen about it, it's going to be good?
Well, I played some horrible places, you know, growing up. I played, like, you've heard a hole in the walls. Uh-huh. I played probably really a hole in a wall.
Were you playing for just beer?
You know, I played for worse, actually. They tried to pay me in wine coolers one time. I said, I'm not taking this. You surely have something.
That's a scoop for today. Jared Neiman loves wine coolers.
I don't love wine
Bartles and James endorsement right there.
You dirty dog. I said they tried to pay me wine coolers, and I said, I'll take box wine.
Oh, yeah.
Anything but any over a wine cooler.
Box wine is actually not that bad.
I heard they've been stepping that up. Mm-hmm. I don't really know, because I am more of a beer drinker, so I was teasing. I like everything but O'Doul's.
Okay. Something well, that's because it's N.A.
That's what it is.
Right?
But no, so to be, you know, to play here, you usually just get excited. If there's any, if you're nervous at all, it's just because you're excited. And when you're nervous, that just means you care. So I don't know. I like to, it's just going to be fun. And also, to be able to steer the stage, like I'm going on with Justin Moore and Lee Bryce.
Okay.
And, you know.
And
I know,
that is an awful lineup to put you with those two guys. I mean, you got the short end of the stick.
You know, I bet that's probably what they're telling their managers right now.
Right, we're really sorry. We're really sorry, but Jared, yeah.
Yeah, he just, we couldn't put him anywhere else. But, you know, Lee and I, we actually
just go way back.
We just recorded a duet together for the first time mm-hmm. like a week ago, and we haven't even finished.
Who gets it? You or him?
You know, we're gonna split it down the middle. Duet, two straws.
Really? Come
yeah,
on.
We're attempting. There's just a lot of moving parts, as you know, in this business, but we'd love to try to get it out together as our single for mm-hmm. both of us. And, you know, and it's kind of like what we're talking about, you know, spreading a little more love. You know, everybody's so worried about the rat race. Sometimes you just got to sit with a buddy and
right.
enjoy the day.
So the song we've been playing of yours is Blue Bandana. Do we get that tonight? Or do you kind of in a situation like this say, hey, I get three songs and I'm going to do something that I don't ever normally do?
You know, the honest to goodness truth is once you're on stage, anything you had in mind vanishes, because depending on what, like, Lee or Justin plays, it just kind of, in your mind,
that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, you kind of get this natural set list that comes along. And,
okay.
And so, and also, you know, it's just, there's just a lot of fun, a lot of love in the air, a lot to be thankful for today. And so you just never know.
The one thing you're looking forward to between now and stage time, because that's about a 7-hour span, what's on your agenda today, this afternoon?
Well, I was thinking about running over the hotel.
Okay.
Banging on Lee's door, mm-hmm. telling him to get his rear end out of bed. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing. But no, I might just go look around. I don't know. I really haven't thought about that part.
How do you not think about your free time in your day, the one little block of time where you don't have handlers saying, Jared, go here, Jared, go here?
Well, I don't know. I don't like to plan too many things.
Okay.
I kind of just like to go with the flow.
Did you come in from Nashville last night?
No, we were did a St. Jude show last night in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, that was a long way.
Yeah, so it was a quick flight. We drove to Charlotte.
That's why you look so fresh today. You
no,
look
the lighting.
You
is
look the most awake and the most fresh and the most like, hey, how are you? It's not 8 a.m. because it's not.
Well,
and you had a flight instead of a bus trip.
I would take a bus trip in a second.
Oh, you would?
Any day. I'd rather ride 15 hours on a bus than take a 1-hour flight.
Okay. Is it that much of a hassle?
No, no, it's just fun. I don't know. It's just kind of like a moving trailer.
Folks don't know. You're flying first class, okay? You're having the champagne and the wine. You're having the seafood, right? The lobster that they serve in first class.
You know, I've already complained about told you about places I've played, but I'm thankful to just to be able to get from point A to B, even if it's a piggyback ride, and I'm the one giving the piggyback ride.
That works. Well, we are fans of you in Chicago. We are thrilled that you were able to be part of our Stars and Strings tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you on stage with Justin and Lee.
Well, brother, thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm very honored to be here, and, you know, I love Chicago. It's a very special place.
Jared Neiman with US 99.5.
Cheers.